This week, the nation's intelligence agencies produced their annual report on all things that the United States ought to be worried about. It's called the Threat Assessment, and it covers hotspots, despots, terrorists, troublemakers, and worrisome developments that could affect U.S. national security. NPR's Tom Gelton joins us now. Tom, thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
So, scare us today. What should we be most scared of, and rank them?
There's a long
you're holding up a big sheet of paper,
list.
I noticed.
Scott,
yeah.
This is like a Lonely Planet guide to worrisome places. Name your hotspot. There's something in here on it. North Korea, Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda, of course, but also cyber terrorism, global warming. The surprise is that the number one security concern of the U.S. intelligence community these days is the international financial crisis. That's considered the top threat to U.S. national security.
And explain the logic of that to us.
Well, it is a bit unusual. We haven't seen this kind of linkage before. But the idea is that economic downturns lead to unemployment. People get upset with their government. Yeah. They get upset with each other, with the system. You get civil unrest, the possibility of political instability.
Instability, clamoring for scarce resources.
That too. And then, you know, you could potentially have civil wars and so forth. Interesting thing, poverty doesn't necessarily lead to political instability, but dashed disappointment is what does. When people expect their lives to get better and they don't, they can take it out on their government. That produces a worrisome situation. Also, the United States' image in the world has really taken a hit as a result of this financial crisis. That's something to worry about.
And just because, for example, Al-Qaeda might not be number one or two on the list anymore, is it perceived to have become any less dangerous?
Well, I guess it's perceived to have become relatively less dangerous for a couple of reasons. One, there's been more of a kind of an outcry in the Muslim world against Al-Qaeda tactics, against Al-Qaeda violence. A lot of Muslim civilians have been killed in places like Iraq and Northern Africa. So from that point of view, Al-Qaeda has been kind of taken down a notch. The other thing is there's been this series of missile strikes in Pakistan, where Al-Qaeda has had a safe haven. They've really had an effect on the leadership cadres of Al-Qaeda. Both of these developments were highlighted in this threat as being the reasons that Al-Qaeda has come down a notch. But Scott, there's controversy about this. Whereas Al-Qaeda in Pakistan may have become less dangerous, it has actually increased its presence in other areas like East Africa and Yemen and counteracted the diminished effect that it may have in Pakistan.
If you had to circle hotspots on a globe, where would it be?
I think the most interesting concept here is what they call the arc of instability from South Asia all the way to the Middle East. I mean, you've got Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, the Palestinian territories where Hamas is in control in Gaza. You've got Lebanon with Hezbollah. Again, it's an arc of instability, and there are a variety of scenarios across that whole region that can produce conflict. That's the single region that the intelligence community is most worried about.
How's Denmark look, Tom?
Denmark is okay, but you know what? There is the possibility of cyber attacks anywhere in the world. That's something else that the intelligence committee calls our attention to. That could hit anywhere. And the countries that are most dependent on high technology, on computer infrastructure, are most vulnerable to some kind of intrusion into those systems.
NPR's Tom Gelton, you've given us such a nice wake-up call today.
It's my pleasure, Scott.
And Tom will have more on the security threat from the world financial crisis next week on Morning Edition.